Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to this segment of Khoj Gurbani's A Sabad A Day. Our recitation today is the Bani of the fifth Guru, Guru Arjan, in Rag Asa. And it is in the form of a salok accompanied by chants. And we will be considering the first chant along with the salok, the salok being the essential spiritual message and the recitation. Asa mahalla panjama salok ban ban firti khojti hari bah avgah nanak pete sad jab Har paya man mahe. That's the salok followed by the first chant. Jako khoje asank muni anek tape brahme kot aradhen gyani jap jape jap tap sanjam kriya puja anik sodhan bandana kar gavan basuda tirath majjan मिलन को निरंजना मानुख बन तिन पशु पंखी सगल तुझे आराधते दयाल लाल गोबिंद नानक मिल साध संगत होए गते. So the salok speaks of the fact that humanity wanders around from place to place, or even wanders within the mind. Ban ban firti khojati. Ban, in ordinary parlance, means a forest, a jungle, signifying the fact that we are really lost in a jungle, mental, mind, and that we are constantly seeking. Hari boh avgai. Hari, it gives up, it gets tired, treading all over the place because it can't seem to find what it is looking for. And then the guru, the second line of the salok, clarifies exactly what is the object of this search. Nanak pete sad jab. When you surrender to the sad, har paya man mahe. So the object of the search is the har, derived from both hari and har, as in a Siva, universal consciousness. Nanak pete sad jab. So when you surrender to the sad, so the question is, who or what is the sad? The word sad comes from siddha, to perfect something, to manifest something. And it denotes, in Gurbani, it more often than not denotes the guru principle, the principle of knowledge. Nanak pete sad jab har paya man mahe. And you will find the har, the creator self within. So that herself is the object of the search of Jako Khoje Asankh Muni in the chant now, the first line of the chant. So we know what the object of the search is, and the chant elaborates on it. Jako Khoje, that which is searched for, in this case the har, Asankh Muni Anek Tape, Muni sages, self-realized in some senses, but it is a broad term that includes ascetics, mendicants, people who practice long periods of silence. Anek tape, tape, ascetics of various schools, people who engage in austerities, self-denial. So, janko khoje asankh muni anek tape, not only that, but brahme kot thousands of Brahmas. Brahma is a creative agency, the god of creation, so to speak, and in Gurbani, it denotes the human. We are all Brahmas. In other words, we have creative potency within us to create. So, Jako Khoje Asankha Muni Anek Tape Brahme Kot Gyani Japa Jape, and there are many scholars who do Japa Jape, recite many a mantras. So you see, the Guru is giving us an idea of the existing framework for all these seekers practicing different things. And then he goes on to elaborate. He says, look, this is because at a certain level, jap, jap, tap, sanjam, kriya, the chanting of mantras, the practice of austerities, self-control, sanjam, ritual, kriya, anik sodhana bandhana, and many other purification rituals, which are common in Hinduism. There are many purification rituals, and the Guru is essentially pointing to them and saying, kar gavan basuda. Basuda here is a reference to the earth. Roving mendicants, a very common sight in India, traveling from place to place. Tirthe majan, bathing at pilgrimages, a very common sight in India. So the Guru is saying, milan ko niranjana. We are doing all of this in order to find niranjana. Niranjana is another word for the har. Niranjan means one that is not touched or blackened, if you will, by the material world. In other words, immaterial, immaculate, the unblemished, the unmanifest, har. And then the Guru goes on to say, look, we are all manuk ban tin pasu panki. Manuk, a manas, one who possesses a mind. Ban tin pasu panki, the forest, the blade of grass, animals, birds, sagal tuje aradate. They all worship you. How do they do that? By moving in accordance with the established system of this living system that we call the universe. They move in accordance with the governance of the system. They don't violate it. And the and Guru Ram Das says, or Guru Arjan rather says, Dayal Lal Govind, compassionate. And a jewel is the Gobind. Gobind, an epithet that we use for Krishna, but here it signifies the Har. It's an attribute of the Har as a protector, as a giver. So the Gobind is compassionate and merciful, and it also represents the quality of oneness in Gurbani. Nanak Mil. Nanak is saying, mil, go connect, sadh sangati, that sadh we spoke about. Do sangati, associate with that sadh, hoye gate, and you will find liberation. So, I had said that the sadh more often than not implies the guru, the sadguru. So the Satguru, the Satgur in Gurbani is the immanent inner voice. And to give it the fullest expression is what we have to do. The Satguru is the mediating agency, if you will, the transforming agency, the true enlightener that gives us or enables or trains the mind to perceive the universe, which is Har again, because Har means everything, not through the senses, but through intuitive insight. It is intuitive awareness. Because if you see all of these rituals and all of these functions that have been mentioned are external, they are dependent on the senses. But the guru is saying, no, you need to tap the Satguru that is within you in order to develop intuitive awareness of the Har. Until the next time, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.